I'm Kyle Milan, and after 20 years in manufacturing, nobody knows more than me about industrial marketing and technical sales. Social media is like the trade show that's open 24/7 for industrial companies, and in this video, I'm going to show you how to dominate on it. So today's topic is, how is the role of social media in industrial manufacturing marketing changing? Right? So let's first start with the first point, which is the traditional methods, the traditional use of social. Now, I've been in industrial for 23 years. And from the beginning, before social even existed, I was in this space. And I've seen it progress over the years to where we're at now in 2023. The traditional way of using it, if you look at platforms like LinkedIn, people are using it to promote employees, to look at it from a job hunt standpoint, to talk about culture a little bit, highlight their employees internally, celebrate things that they're doing. Twitter, I always would say Twitter is dead, but now that Elon owns it, I'm getting back into it. Could there possibly be some roles for Twitter to play in industrial in the future? Possibly, now that it's privately owned and it's owned by Elon. Still, I just look at the data. Typically, manufacturing companies are like, here's some content, I'm going to throw it up on all the platforms, right? I'm going to create a short form, throw it up as a tweet. But when you dig into it and look at the engagement, the responses, the depth that they get into it, the impressions that they get, Twitter typically falls off. Nobody, even if they have thousands of followers on Twitter, nobody's retweeting, engaging, all of that stuff. On Facebook and Instagram, that's great for building culture. So typically people will say, here's my Facebook company page, especially the smaller manufacturers' Facebook company page. That's great to build out company culture, to have your employees brag about where they work. You guys do some video content, some pictures of your internal events, share them out on Facebook. Your employees can share it, like it, and brag about, like, look at this cool company I work for. That's the traditional way of doing it, right? And most industrial companies are way behind the curve on what they should be doing, because this is the industry that's like 3 to 4, maybe 5 years behind on the latest marketing trends and the things that they should be doing, because they are the slowest to adapt. That's just the nature of the beast, right? I'm just calling a spade a spade. We talk to companies that do this on the daily, and we work with companies that do this on the daily, and convincing upper management, convincing the veterans that you should change your social plan can be difficult. The best way to do it, if you're in that situation where you're like, dude, I want to do more with social, but my boss's boss or my boss won't let us do it, the only way to do it is to convince them with actual data, or bring us into the picture and we can convince them with data, because data is what they want to see. Can this platform be a source of good revenue for them? That's really what matters at the end of the day for most industrial companies, is what is the ROI I'm going to get on this activity? Can you tie this back to actual revenue? The traditional way of doing it is dead. It's no longer, like, LinkedIn is no longer just for job hunting and finding new employees. It's just no longer just for culture. Facebook and Instagram, depending on your niche, you can change it and possibly get some headway. But if I had to pick one, I would go all in on LinkedIn if you're in this space. If you're in a different space and you're selling B2C, LinkedIn is not where it's at typically. But for you guys in industrial, LinkedIn is where it's at. And they've started to step up their game a little bit by using this live platform, by changing some of their algorithm, by making new features available, especially on the advertising standpoint. They're stepping up their game to catch up with the platforms that have been doing it for years. And it's really where you should go all in on. And like I said, maybe Twitter comes back into play like it was back in like 2012. But for this point in time, I'm going to say, I want you guys to focus strictly on LinkedIn and then possibly build it out. So kill the traditional way of doing it. Tell upper management and the veterans there that we're not using it correctly. Tell them that I said so. And I've got data to support it. If you want that data, book time with us and we will help you convince your bosses. Now let's talk about point number two, the new purpose of social. What is the point of it? Social media can be a massive influencer into your pipeline. You can turn LinkedIn specifically into a revenue source for your industrial company at so many different levels, not just from a company standpoint, bringing in opportunities. Individual salespeople, individual marketing people can turn LinkedIn into a better channel, source of information and source for opportunities than even emails, than even phones. It can work. How do I know that? Because we have the data to support it. We have clients that say they pay more attention to their LinkedIn messages than they do their own email. They pay more attention to it because they get more out of it. The new purpose of social is to be used as a platform that could drive in revenue opportunities, bring new people into your funnel, into your pipeline, and convert them into customers. It all depends, though, on how you're using it. But that is the main purpose. And if that's the purpose, and you're looking at treat it like a trade show, treat it like a trade show that you spent $20,000 to $50,000 on to go to, get all of these people in a room, right, for a day, 2 days, 5 days event. It's no different than that. So if you look at it like a trade show, because we're going traditional marketing methods, like sometimes you got to tie this in to convince people how powerful it can be. If LinkedIn is like a trade show, you've got your booth, right? Your booth is your company page. And I don't even have notes on this. I'm just winging it. Your booth is your company page and you want to bring attention to it. People are going through a trade show, walking down the aisle. They're looking up and down at the different backdrops, the company, what is it that you do, examples of your parts, all of that stuff, your machinery, your equipment. They're doing that at a trade show. That's no different than what they're doing as they scroll through their feed. When they go into LinkedIn, they're scrolling through their homepage feed. They're looking at things that are put in front of their face. And so in order to get in front of them, you have to change your strategy. You can't just be like, hey, here's employee highlight. Look at this cool event we did, stuff like that. You have to be very strategic about creating content, pushing it out onto your company page, then telling your salespeople what to do, how to connect with people, how to share the content, to then get that content in front of the actual person. You can then invite them to follow your company page on LinkedIn, and then your feed will show up within their feed, anything that you post, depending on the algorithm, depending on the timing, the engagement, all of that stuff, 100% agree. But that is the way to get in front of them, because LinkedIn is so massive that it is like the biggest trade show, right? It's like, for those of you in industrial, going to IMTS, right, in Chicago, or going to NPE if you're in plastics, or going to the K show in Germany, or going to Automate or PAC Expo. Massive trade shows, tons of exhibitors, tons of traffic going to it, different halls, different layouts, locations. People are like, oh, they're going into this hall to see a majority of it, but you're in a separate hall that's a 10-minute walk away. It's no different than looking at LinkedIn, although LinkedIn is way bigger because they've got personal connections, business connections, companies that they follow, like they're following Forbes or Amazon or companies like that, that they're just interested in from a business standpoint. They're not necessarily wanting to do business with them, but they want to read the news. LinkedIn is the business person's Facebook, right? Let's just call it like that. They want to follow who they want to follow and put in their feed things that are not, this is what I ate in the morning for breakfast. They want it to be strictly business related. That's where they get their information from. They're not watching the TV anymore and getting the news from there. They're going to LinkedIn, scrolling through their feed based on who they follow. So with that being said, there's a lot of noise out there, right? Like everybody's trying to get their attention just in LinkedIn, but then look at the rest of the things that they're doing in their life and what they do on the daily. You've got internal employees and coworkers getting their attention, plus external customers trying to get their attention, prospects, like they're all over the place. And then they go into LinkedIn and you want to show up first, but how are you going to do it? That's where the strategy comes in. You have to be creating content. And I don't just mean any type of content. You have to be strategic about it. You have to provide something of value or entertainment. It just has to fall in one of those two categories. It can be written or video. It has to provide value to them or entertain them. If you look at my channel, look at our channel, look at companies that are succeeding in this space, that is what we do on a daily basis. And we do it multiple times because you're just trying to get them to stop as they scroll. If you're a salesperson, you're trying to get them to connect with you. Once they connect with you, you don't go and sell them. You just market to them. You're in their feed. As they're scrolling through their feed, you post something that's entertaining or valuable. Other people like it, tells the algorithm to show it to more people you're connected with. It shows up in this person's feed. They engage with it. They comment. But you have to be strategic about what you're posting. It can't just be we wrote an article, we pushed it out there. We created a video, we pushed it out there. There has to be strategy with the types of articles, the types of videos, the format of the videos. We used to do everything horizontal. Then we switched to everything on vertical on social. Saw engagement go through the roof, right? Although LinkedIn will show data that says our specific demographic, industrial manufacturing, a lot of them are viewing LinkedIn on their desktop. But I just said, for those people that are traveling, for those people that are using it on your mobile, the vertical format just takes the cake, covers up the entire screen. So we changed to it. We tested it to see, does it work on the client side? Does it work on our side? Does it work on my personal brand side? The data supported that it's getting more engagement, more views, impressions, all that stuff. So therefore, we went and said, we're going to change this with this group of people. Did the data support it? Yes, it did. Let's change it across the board. And that's really what you have to do is test it, look at the data that's supporting it, and then do more of it if it's in favor. If it's not, do a pivot, make a micro strategy adjustment, and push it out there again. But you have to stop looking at social media as just a place where you post things about your culture and turn it into a massive pipeline builder. Treat it no different than a trade show, no different than email marketing. Because here's the magic of it. If you're in industrial sales and you know who you want to go after, you know the companies, you can literally go find that company, look at the employees, and send the specific decision maker influencer a connection request. Don't be shy about it. A lot of times the traditional way of doing it is people will go in and find the person's name and then call them or then try and email them. Dude, you're already in the platform, right? Send them a connection request. Just don't sell to them right away. That's the key. Too many times people have ruined it, connected and then tried to sell, connected and then pitch. Connect with people, give them some breathing room, share them with a piece of valuable content or something that can entertain that's relevant to their job, relevant to their industry, something you think they'll get value out of, and then slowly market to them over weeks and months and then go in and say, hey, if you guys ever need anything, hit me up in this category. This is what we do. We're a robotics integrator. We're a plastics company. We're a metal stamper. We're a forming company. That is how we're going to do it. And then once you go in for that ask, and you just say, hey, if you guys need something, let me know, they're going to be way more receptive to that than if you go in and pitch them right away. But every single person's here job in sales and marketing is to build out their connections. You can invite them to the company page, but you have to be using this on a daily basis. So you create some piece of content, your company page hopefully posts it. If they don't, post it on your own LinkedIn page and hope that it shows up in the feed. That's one step of it, right? I've got tons of videos on my YouTube channel about LinkedIn, how to optimize your profile, how to send out messages, what should your content schedule be. Go to my YouTube channel and check that out. I'm not going to go into every little detail because there's tons of videos. We probably have dozens of videos strictly about LinkedIn alone because it is so powerful. Now, in 2 years, it may not be powerful. We're going to stop making content about it. But right now, this is an underpriced attention grabber, organically and paid, that everybody industrial needs to be paying attention to. It is the trade show on your phone. Just think of it like that. It is a massive trade show. And so in order to get attention, you have to be doing something. Think about the last trade show you went to. Do they have pretty girls standing at the booth? Do they have robotics playing basketball? Do they have giant signs, TVs? Do they have somebody doing some NASCAR, changing out wheels with their robots? What was it that stood out to you? And try and convert that into how can I stand out in LinkedIn? It has to be relevant. It has to be catchy. It has to provide value, and it has to entertain. It's that simple. You do not need some drawn-out strategy. You do not need to plan content for months and months and months. Just do it, look at what's working, and then make micro-adjustments from there, and then rinse and repeat. Like, it's literally that simple. So point number three, how to work it on a weekly basis. You have to be creating content weekly, sharing content, engage, sending out connection requests. You're allowed 100, 200 sometimes on LinkedIn, depending on how they're messing with their limits on a weekly basis. You have to be sending out connection requests. Connect with people. Build out your network. People will say it's all about who you know. No, it's all about who knows you. And the more people that know you, the more opportunities you're going to have where that person leaves that company, goes to a different company. You know how many times this happens to me? It's like on a monthly basis. I know, hey, Kyle, I love your content. Follow you guys. Love what you guys do. I'm at a new role at a company. We're looking for what you have to offer. That happens on a monthly basis to us because we went all in on LinkedIn years ago, and we're still trying to figure out how can we gain the system even more? How can we get more growth, more impressions, more opportunities? LinkedIn for us as a company is number two on our inbound opportunities deal source. Number two, LinkedIn provides a significant amount of opportunities to us, but it's because we work the system. I started doing lives over a year ago. I've got like, I don't know, how many, Laura? Maybe 85 events, 80, 85 events if you go into my LinkedIn. Hundreds of thousands of impressions on a monthly basis. tons of connections and followers. I only connect and follow with people that are in industrial at this point, right? That's how I built out my network. I don't want to connect with realtors in New York or people that are like, we'll do your lead generation for you. Nope. We'll grow your agency. Nope. Don't want to connect with you. I could have 50,000 followers, but I choose not to allow that because I want to stick within my niche. So when I post something, I get more engagement and I'm not looking at like, dude, I've got 35,000 followers, but only four people like this. Well, that's because it doesn't relate to them. So you have to connect strategically with people that you can provide value to. You need to be using Sales Navigator. It's $79 a month. Buy it. Even if your company won't pay for it, buy it for yourself. Because then you can do very in-depth filter searches. You build a search of everyone that you want to connect with. And you name that search your connection search for this industry. You find industries, headcount, geographic location, and job functions. So I want to find all the people in operations in the aerospace industry in the United States that work at companies that are more than 500 people. Boom. There's your list. And then from there, the magic is you can then grab the filter and say, only show me the people that are active on LinkedIn in the past 30 days. So you can go from 12,000 people down to 1,200 people. Those are the people you want to send connection requests to, the ones that are active. Send them a connection request. And on a weekly basis, you need to be doing this. Share them a piece of content that you think will provide value. Follow up with them a few weeks ago with another piece of content. Follow up with them 2 months later with another piece of content. Like, this is a whole system you're building here. It is not going to work as quick as I connect with somebody, they have something to buy from me. It doesn't work that quick. Now, you will get some quick wins. You will connect with someone and be like, hey, I was looking at your company website and didn't know that you guys do this, this, and that. Are you open to a quick 20-minute call next week? Because we have a need. We have a supply chain shortage. We have a supplier issue. We've been always looking into this technology. I want to know what you guys have to offer. Those wins will come quickly, but don't go into it expecting that. Go into it expecting that this is going to take 6 to 12 months to build out. Build out your network. Create content on a weekly basis. Send out those connection requests. Message those people. And also don't forget to engage. As you go through your feed, engage with everybody that you think you can provide value to and everybody that you think that you can sell something to that could be a prospect. Engage with their posts. Leave a comment. Hit the like button. Typically, in this world, operations, engineering, purchasing people, those three main categories of industrial that our clients are selling to, they don't get a ton of engagement on their posts if they post something. So by you liking, commenting, engaging, sending them a message saying, dude, I loved your post, that means the world to them. That is a way to build the relationship. In order to build the relationship, you have to engage back. It can't be one-sided. You can't just be like, connect, send message. They don't want to buy it from me. I don't want to sell it to them anymore. You have to build a network, engage back with them, because that's going to make them more open to looking at your content and engaging with it. But if you're not doing this on a weekly basis, you will never build out this system. If you purely looked at the cost of a trade show that your company went to, grab the last cost of that trade show versus LinkedIn Sales Navigator at $80 a month, and let's just say an hour a day of your time, 5 days a week, do the math. What do you make times 5 hours a week? Multiply it by 4, then by 12. Look at what it's going to cost you to use the system. The output is going to be massive. 100% guarantee you the output is massive. LinkedIn can help you dominate any industry. You can be so strategic. I want to go after these companies in this industry. Connect with all of the decision makers and influencers, not just the decision makers. That's another thing that people typically do wrong. They will try and connect with the decision maker and forget about the circle of influence, which I've talked about tons of times before. The circle of influence is everybody around there. Instead of going after the VP of engineering alone, go after all of the project engineers, all of the mechanical engineers, everybody in that team, because one of them will be your cheerleader at their company internally saying, I've been following this guy or girl, love what they're posting. I think we should talk to them about X, Y, and Z. They're talking about you while you're not there. They are your cheerleader at that company. Connect with everybody, the entire department, if you could. If that's the future state of what you want to go to, then reverse engineer it backwards and do the actions to take to get yourself there. But you have to be doing this on a weekly basis. We see massive wins and successes on those companies that go all in, especially those that are our clients, because we manage everything for them. The company page posts, writing the articles with our engineering team here internally, creating the videos, micro content, long form content, pushing graphics out, going traffic to events, landing pages. whatever it is, we do all that for them. They're winning massively. If you don't have the support of an agency like ours, you can still get some micro wins to start building out. And once you get to that point, say, you know what, this is too much. I can't be posting and creating all this content. I need somebody else to do it for me. Then you reach out to MFG Tribe and we take over. But you have to put a flag in the sand saying, I'm going to stop using social the wrong way. I'm going to do it the way that is going to work, that is going to give you an ROI on your time, and follow these steps of the process. But this is what's working. And maybe in 2 years it won't work. But I'm saying right now, this is the most underpriced attention. You're getting people when they need something, right? That's the aspect of advertising. Either they need your service or your product, or they don't. So those that do need it, that's where they're searching. But putting something in front of them on LinkedIn is way more powerful. A graphic, a video, an image, text, hyper-targeted to operations people in this industry, in this geographic region, with this type of company headcount, I want to show this graphic to them or this video to them. Nobody else can do that. Not Facebook, not Instagram, not Twitter, not Google. Nobody can get that targeted with the specifics behind who you're going after. This is why LinkedIn can charge you $3, $4, $12 a click. Nobody else can charge you that from a search standpoint, besides if it's super competitive word. But in industrial, people aren't charging that typically because there's not enough volume behind it. Unless you're going after like 3D printing or something that's super vague, super big, then you would be charged 20, 30, 40 bucks a click on search. But you can't control who that person is or the intent behind why they're clicking it. But you putting something creative in front of a very strategic audience, even a list of 200 companies, list out 200 companies that you want to go after, upload that into LinkedIn advertising platform and say, I want to show these 200 people, those 200 companies, this micro group of engineers, operations, purchasing, managers, non-managers, whatever it is, I want to show these people at these companies this piece of asset. Put it in front of them. Those that click will then be driven to a landing page. Maybe you do a lead form. So powerful, so underpriced right now. Go all in on it. I guarantee that LinkedIn will prove to be the most beneficial investment into your time and money. And don't even get me started on like the live side of it. You can do your own trade shows live, right? Show product examples, give a pitch, connect with people, invite them to a live, record the live, then chop that live up into micro content pieces, push it out onto YouTube, onto LinkedIn, company page, personal page. The possibilities are endless. If you want to see it in action, just look at my content on a daily basis. What are we posting? We're posting it for a reason on my personal profile and the company page because this is what works. So don't even do what I say I'm doing. Just watch what we're doing here and then duplicate it and follow it. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time. If you're watching this on the replay, start it back over. Watch it a million times if you need to, but head over to that YouTube channel, subscribe, turn on notifications, and we will see you on the next one. Well, that's it for this episode. If you got value out of it, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with one person you know. And if you can, leave me a review because it really helps me out. If you want to check out my other content, go over to YouTube. I've got a channel over there, as well as find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook under my name, Kyle Milan. I will see you on the next one.